On Capitol Hill, it's been a week of contentious and increasingly partisan debates and hearings on Iraq. Today, lawmakers turned up the heat another notch. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Three top generals sat at the witness table this morning at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers. After 2 hours of questions aimed at the generals, the lawmakers started debating each other over their handling of the Abu Ghraib scandal. Kendrick Meek, a Florida Democrat, spoke directly to Duncan Hunter, the panel's Republican chairman.
I don't think that we're doing what we're supposed to do as a committee on the oversight of what's happening right now here in this House. And I hope and pray that from this day on that we have hearings, that we have real discussions about what took place, when it took place, who knew what when, so that we can be able to not only speak to the American people in our districts, the people in the Arab world and throughout the world and allies that we need in this effort against terrorism, that we will get to the top of this. We're concerned about the bottom, but we're also concerned about the top.
Hunter responded by defending Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the battlefield commander in Iraq.
General Sanchez did his job, announced to the world that we Americans were investigating ourselves. Now, if General Sanchez had not done that, then this committee would be well-placed in our oversight job to have been very concerned about that, and to have worked that and focused on that and been very, very tough with General Sanchez. But he did his job, and he was able to point to briefings that he gave before the world press where we announced that we Americans, while we're fighting a war, are investigating ourselves. So I think that refocus is appropriate, and I think it's time to win the war, and I would hope you would agree with that.
Meek's reply was mocking.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, that I didn't offend anyone. And I'm sorry for trying to be a congressman asking questions that may not necessarily be welcomed.
The bad blood over Abu Ghraib was also evident today on the Senate floor. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, criticized all the questions Democrats are raising about Iraq.
I get a little tired of it, to be honest with you. I think it's time to stand with this president as Democrats and as Republicans, and back our soldiers over there. And yes, what happened in Abu Ghraib is not right. We all know that. But as far as I can see, it's limited to a limited number of people over in Iraq who just plain got out of line and acted like goons and who deserve what they're going to get. But now that we've made that clear, why do we dwell on it every day, every night, on the news and everywhere else?
Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton, for his part, suggested for the first time on the Senate floor a rapid withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq.
Surely 200,000 Iraqi police and militia can contain 5,000 insurgents without us, without our bleeding and dying. Our decision is, do we get out of Iraq in months, or do we want to stay in Iraq for years? Right now, the Bush administration's intention appears to be geared for years, with the assumption that our staying longer will produce a better result, a result more to our liking, for whatever those unstated reasons are. But what if our staying longer will make things worse for the Iraqis and for us? More violence, more casualties, more unrest, and more instability. That's not success.
Congress will be silent over the next 10 days with its Memorial Day break, but the arguments are certain to resume in June. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.